Producer Steve here for the Regular Joe Show. Self-defense is a lot more than just open or conceal carry. Join my friends at ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Please visit ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Founded by U.S. Marine combat veteran Billy Gibbons, based in Belleville, Texas, Armor Upfitter manufactures bulletproof shields, curtains, and other ballistic protections to keep you and your loved ones safe should you find yourself in an active shooter situation. Some of their products: the Superhero, the super light wall art in the style of Captain America, that level 3 protection made in America. Only making 100. After they're gone, they're gone. The bullet and blast resist curtains. These are lightweight, custom, and made to order just for you. The bulletproof photo shield. What looks like a simple picture hanging on the wall is actually a level 3 plus protective shield. Multi-hit ballistic nanotechnology. It is art that can literally save your life. So please join me and the team here from the Regular Joe Show, and please go to ArmorUpfitters.com. Use code Regular Joe to get your 10% discount today.
Welcome back, Joe Giganti, Regular Joe with you here on this Thursday. You can be a part of it, 888-737-1737, 888-737-1737 is the number you can call or text that number. Emails may be sent and shall be read when I get them at joe@regjoeshow.com, joe@regjoeshow.com. I haven't mentioned it in a while. I need to mention it again. I believe that there is still time. You can go to regjoeshow.com. REGJoeshow.com is the number, or excuse me, the web address, pardon me, to check out the event we're doing on April 27th. I will be at the Langlade County annual Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner with keynote speaker Tom Holman. You're going to want to get your tickets while they last, if there are any left. I haven't checked in with Lenny, our good friend up there, but I believe they still have some there. Congressman Tom Tiffany will be speaking, as well as Tom Holman giving the keynote. Tom, of course, was the acting ICE director under Donald Trump. We have nominated him here on the Regular Joe Show for Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security when Donald Trump is reelected, if, in fact, we keep the Department of Homeland Security. I would like to see it disbanded and we don't really need it, but there's whatever. If we're going to have it, let's have someone like Tom Holman, and let's start with disbanding the Department of Education and the Department of Energy. We can work our way up to Homeland Security, but either way, he is a bare-knuckle brawler who tells it like it is, who loves this country, who has fought for this country, understands the crisis at our border in a way that few do because he spent many years prior to being the acting director of ICE working in this world. And of course, he is the big speaker. You won't want to miss it. If you have the chance to get a ticket, you're going to want to do it quickly. Go to regjoeshow.com. Check out the first post. There's a link where you can get your tickets today or call to see if any are available. And tell them, of course, you heard it here. They might, who knows, maybe they'll strike a deal. Now, a moment ago, I was playing Karen Bass, the mayor out of Los Angeles, saying, look, the solution here isn't that we should be enforcing laws, perhaps committing people that have mental illness. Instead, they want to continue to prop up drug addicts, giving them clean needles in the interest of their drug habit. And now they want to be able to do it in the privacy of their own domicile, financed by the philanthropic efforts of companies and individuals in Los Angeles. And then some wonder why people are fleeing the state of California at record levels as they are. Businesses, individuals. Well, would you stick around for this? I mean, in any way, is there any way this story ends in a good way? If people are foolish enough to give of their money to finance these things, to buy these homes, is there any scenario where this ends well for Los Angeles, for that matter, for the homeless population? The answer, of course, is no. But yet, it is another sign of how desperate they've become to try to find a way to clean up their mess without admitting they created it.
The Regular Joe Show.